You come out of your mother's water. Therefore, you must have a birth certificate, a certificate of manifest, because you are a corporation-owned item. You are a human resource. This goes back to the German Nazi concept that every human coming out of their mother's water must be birthed. And therefore, you have to have a certificate, a manifest, to see how much this individual is going to make for us in our new world order. I'm telling you that until you understand the laws, the symbols, the emblems, what these words mean, you're never going to suspect how far gone we really are. Did you know, for instance, that your birth certificate is a security on the stock exchange in the New York stock market? Did you know that? Because if you order your birth certificate, get a new one, order your birth certificate, it only costs you, sometimes it's free, it'll only cost you a few dollars, order your birth certificate. On your birth certificate, all birth certificates in this country, on the bottom, it will tell you, this is printed on security papers. Do not accept it, not on full color security paper. Then on the right hand corner, you will always have a series of numbers, red numbers, printed on the birth certificate. Those numbers are a security stock exchange number on the World Stock Exchange. You go to any good stock office and ask them, check these numbers in your computer and see how much this stock is worth, the certificate. And they will check it on the New York Stock Exchange and find you, your birth certificate, is a stock on the stock exchange in America. Why? Because you are worth money to the international bank that bought you in 1930. We need to wake up. This is...
term is so offensive to people who, when you think about a little kid that's actually trafficked and abused and killed, that's trafficked, you know. Mm-hmm. When we hear of a person who's trafficked and right. they just make money off of me, it seems like, well, isn't there, but you say there's a distinction so that it's different. Can you explain that?
Trafficking in persons is just paperwork. It's the system that creates the bonds, that creates the money, that's funding the human trafficking. So the trafficking in persons is paperwork. Okay, that creates the funding for trafficking in people, human trafficking. And the human trafficking, think about what's involved. If you're going to take a child from, let's say, one of the states and move them offshore for trafficking, let's say that's the case, because it happens in many ways. But let's say you're going to move them to Europe. What kind of resources are needed? Who do you have to own to make that happen? To take a child that's not yours, against his will, against his parents' will, out of the country, or even to another state or to another location where his parents can't find him. That takes a lot of money. And that money is coming from all the trafficked persons, you and me, everybody with an SSN.
The bonds off these SSNs. Now, how do they make money off these bonds? I mean, how can you just like magically create a bond on me and there's money behind it?
Okay, let's say you have a traffic case. This is my standard example. So you have a speeding ticket, all right? So the moment the police officer issues the ticket, there's a citation number on that ticket. Once that ticket is entered into the court's docketing